This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. CNN is reporting that an advisor to Mariupol's mayor says Russian forces have announced that the Ukrainian city will be closed for entry and exit on Monday. Petro Andruschenko, the mayor's advisor, said on Telegram social app that on Sunday that Russian forces had begun issuing passes for movement within the city. In a separate statement on Saturday, Andruschenko said Russian forces announced the city would be, quote, closed for entry and exit for everyone from Monday, but there will also be a ban on moving around the districts for a week. He said men in the city will be subject to what he called filtration, what CNN says is relocation for screening by Russian forces. Andruschenko's statements on Telegram could not be independently verified. CNN reports he is not in Mariupol, but works to gather information from people who are in the city. CNN is also reporting the Polish government recorded an 8-hour waiting period on Sunday at the Polish border with Belarus for trucks leaving the EU following a sanctions deadline on Saturday. The EU has imposed a full ban on Russian and Belarusian freight road operators working in the EU. This was part of the fifth round of sanctions against Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. The ban came into effect on Saturday. Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in the what he called the senseless war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging in the world. He cited the risk as troubling, using his term, of nuclear warfare. Francis spoke from the central balcony of St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. Applause erupted from many of the 50,000 people gathered in the square. This is VOA News. There have been more clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians around the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The unrest erupted after Israeli police entered the hilltop compound to secure the spot for Jewish visitors. Jews know the site as the Temple Mount, their holiest. But the Al-Aqsa Mosque also ranks as the third holiest site in Islam and has often been a flashpoint for violence. Police accused Palestinians of stockpiling stones in anticipation of more clashes. Palestinian medical officials say 17 Palestinians were wounded just 2 days after similar confrontations at the site. This year, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the week-long Jewish Passover are occurring at the same time, bringing thousands of visitors to Jerusalem. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Islamic State group on Sunday vowed revenge over the killing of its former leader, calling on supporters to take advantage of the war in Ukraine to stage attacks in Europe. The militant group's previous leader, Abu Ibrahim al-Qurashi, died in early February when he detonated a bomb to avoid capture during a U.S. raid in northwest Syria, this according to White House and U.S. defense officials. The group's news spokesman called on supporters to resume attacks in Europe, taking advantage of what he called the available opportunity of the crusaders fighting each other, his term, in reference to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. On March 10th, the group confirmed the death of its former leader, along with the group's former spokesman. It named Abu Hassan al-Hashemi al-Qurashi as the new leader. Little is known about him. He's the group's third chief since its inception. New York's mayor and police commissioner vow to keep subways safe after last week's shooting that left at least 23 people injured. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Mayor Eric Adams says social media companies must step up when it comes to tracking people like Frank James, arrested for the shooting, who left an online trail of hate.
There's a corporate responsibility when we are watching hate brew online.
Also, when asked on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos about comments made by former police commissioner Bill Bratton that the scales are tipped very heavily in favor of the reforms resulting in rising crime, Adam said, I believe he's right, and we have to rebuild that trust.
But we can't rebuild that trust by allowing those who are dangerous and that have a repeated history of violence to continue to be on our streets.
I'm Julie Walker.
And just remember, you can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.